Jurors in Oregon are set to decide the fate of parents accused of homicide in the death of their teenage son. He died of an illness that his parents never provided him medical treatment for. Instead, they prayed. It's the second faith healing case in Oregon in 7 months, and both cases involve deaths in the same family. Rob Manning of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
16-year-old Neil Beegley grew up in a close-knit family. His mother, Marcy, homeschooled him in the morning, and afternoons he'd spend with his dad at construction sites. In the spring of 2008, the family suffered a devastating blow when Neil's 15-month-old niece, Ava Worthington, died of complications from a blood infection. Neil's dad, Jeff Beegley, says Neil seemed physically ill from grief.
Yeah, he seemed to have a stomach ache and stuff a lot from all the stress, and he was upset all the time and trying to deal with her death.
But Neil Beegley was also suffering from an undiagnosed renal disease. It would kill him 3 months after Ava died. Doctors say proper medical treatment could have avoided both deaths. But the family's church, a small insular group called the Followers of Christ, centered in suburban Portland, preaches prayer rather than medicine to treat illness. Neil Beegley's mother, Marcy, says that's what Neil believed, too.
He said he wanted to put his faith in God.
The practices of the Followers of Christ helped push Oregon more than 10 years ago to join a growing number of states where faith healing can't be used to shield parents from prosecution. So as Jeff and Marcy Beegley defend themselves from criminally negligent homicide charges, they're arguing instead that Neil didn't seem that sick. Ava's parents, in the first faith healing case last July, made that argument convincingly, and their trial resulted in only one of them serving a light jail sentence. Last week, Jeff Beegley testified that his son Neil appeared to have a bad flu until the night he stopped breathing.
It didn't seem like he was that bad that he would die or anything like that, so it was just a total shock to me. I think I just was just kind of sitting there crying. I don't know what else I did.
During questioning from prosecutor Steve Migrant, Neil's mother, Marcy Beegley, conceded that doctors were virtually foreign to her kids.
Have you ever taken any of your children to a doctor?
A dentist or oral surgeon, eye doctor.
How about a medical doctor that would treat illnesses?
No.
Defense attorneys wanted jurors to focus on the teens' vague symptoms that they argued any reasonable parents might have missed. They said faith healing was not the point. Lead prosecutor Greg Horner told jurors not to ignore the faith issue, as defense attorneys wanted them to.
Of course they don't want you to think about faith healing, because it undercuts their whole position. And from the state's perspective, it explains what is otherwise inexplicable.
But Greg Horner also prosecuted Ava Worthington's parents, and he couldn't get the tougher charges to stick in that trial. Legal experts say the best Horner might hope for is to scare some other church members that they could be arrested if they don't bring their sick kid to a doctor. Prosecutors are hoping for more than that. Greg Horner closed forcefully by arguing that children never die from what killed Neil Beegley, and more broadly, he pleaded for a message to be sent to the Followers of Christ with a conviction. As jurors prepared to deliberate Friday afternoon, Marcy Beegley sobbed uncontrollably at the defense table. For NPR News, I'm Rob Manning in Portland, Oregon.